We're holding in Siman Ches. We did Sif Aleph. We didn't do the Mishpuros yet. The Mishpuros are cut in Aleph. As one Kriya Shema, Berachos Kriya Shema Lefanela, Gam Ken Ein Lomer Kadam Azman Azeh. So, Berachos Kriya Shema also should not be said before this time, which is the Zman Amisha Yakar. And we'll see later on, that's not exactly 100%. So that could be the difference between possibly the Bruch of Abba Rabba and Emes Yatziv could be said from Alois B'Yavid, but your Tzor might Mikra then has to be from Mishiyakar. So if the Zman of Mishiyakar, the person you be able to recognize the person that you're familiar with slightly. Like a guest who comes once in a while. The Rogali my harbor, he's very familiar with him. For the Rogal command of Makira, even when he's very far away, he'll recognize him. If he had a Rogal cloud, he's not familiar with him at all. Feel a carb like a bay in a Makira, even if he's very close, he won't recognize. Because as man the creation, this is the time. After Mrs. Anoshim coming, me mitasim mishaala murashacher. Even though some people get up earlier, and therefore bekirin bay ubkamecha minatero minaraisa. That's already the beginning of the time of people getting up. Therefore, a person would be yotze. Hey, b'diabad yotze b'diabad. A person would be yotze saying kriyashma from alois. Kila kamon mesivat dalad. Keeping the rule that inchi lokaimi ad shiakar echadasubayroi. Since most people do not get up by Yom Lois HaShachar, they wait till a little bit later. The Zmanim Mishiyakir. But and furthermore, in Nature Kabbalah, Parsha Tzitzis, but Kriya Shema, since we use Parsha Tzitzis as the Parsha to fulfill our mitzvah of Sekir Shasis Mitzrayim. And it's attached to Kriya Shema, the Lashon of the Shibra Kabbalah Kriya Shema. There's a Prima Gadam who says by the Seivus Man Kriya Shema we have to finish. He says the Midaraisa scarcely is the whole day. Mishra will point that out. There's no time limit. It's scarcely time b'yoyim, can be said any time during the day. But since Chazar Kaveh is part of Shema, so Mirabon, you need to finish it by the proper time. So it's Kavua and Kriya Shema. It became part embedded in the Kriya Shema. So since that's true, we chose this parsha. The Sibay Arisim was saying, and then that parsha it says you should be able to see the tzitzis. The Fecha Kavu, Chacham, Zman, and Mishayakar, Bet Chela Salaman. The Rechazal designated the time, Mishayakar. And here you see Rashi. Who was man? Mishayakar, Chaber, Berichu, Karba Amos. So the Zman of Mishayakar, Chaber, Berichu, Dalar Amos. And the Zman of Mishayakar, Bet Chela Salaman, Mishabur is saying are the same as man. We did point out that some not everybody agrees with that. So you have from the time of Mishayakar until Atzov Zman, Atzov the end of 3 hours. Atzov Gimel Chachil Osir LaHisachar Ad Osir Zman. It's not proper to wait till all the way till that late. The person Chachil should say it earlier. The Rambam's mashma, the Ikon Rambam, the Rambam's mashma, that the Ikir's Mount Chachil is before sunrise. And even reading it till Seif Kimoshos is only a bit Yevid. But the Goin is saying, just like it was the Goin, that definitely a person should not wait till the Seif Hazman. Shows. Why 3 hours? Shekhen derech b'nei malachim lamados. The Pasuk says, Ub kamecha, as you arise. So there are still people getting up. Then the children of the most people get up much earlier. They get up before sunrise to go out and to work, but the people don't have to go to work because they're princes. So they get up later. It's about a third hour they're all up. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, how do you calculate these times? So it understands that you calculate the 3 hours for this purpose. Everybody agrees that the day starts from Amud HaShachar. And when it ends, we'll talk about it in a second. In regards to when the Chazal used this reference to the 3 hours of the day, the Chazal mean from sunrise to sunset, or the Chazal mean from the earliest time, which actually is halachically day. So that's what Machlokes Rambam says that you do that. That you calculate when Chazal used a reference of a third of a day, or a half of a day, or 4 hours of the day. They're referring to from sunrise to sunset. Obviously, you should not wait till either of those times. Now, the Magen Avraham is difficult. The Gra is very easy. It's from sunrise to sunset. So you know when sunrise is. So you know when sunset is. You divide it. It's in 4 equal portions. At the end of the first quarter is with as it says on Kriya Shema. The calculation of the Magen Avraham is much more difficult because we know when this. Well, let's say we can figure out when Alos HaShachar is. That itself, there are multiple different ways to calculate that. Right, it's we know that Alos HaShachar is. The Gemara says that it's four. The Gemara says that it's X amount of time before sunrise. It's the first of Gemara. It's Machlokes, two opinions in the Gemara. Whether it's 4 mil before sunrise or 5 mil before sunrise, two opinions in the Gemara. And how you calculate a mil is also Machlokes. How long a mil takes? And there's 3 opinions how to calculate a mil. Either 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. So you can take those times, stick it into the 4 or 5 mil before sunrise, and figure out, theoretically, your 6 different possible opinions on that. Then, of course, you could then calculate that not based on set time, but based on it changing over the certain times of the year. And there's 2 ways to do that. There's one which is called Zmanius. You just take these hours and we do it based on shows Manius, or one is to do it based on degrees on the horizon. So theoretically, your 6 opinions then become another 18 possible ways to calculate sunrise. Alois. So that's the easy part. You know, but we have the information. You know, you sit there and figure it out. Figuring out when the day ends is more complicated because. There's 3 possible times. There's the beginning of Benish Moshes and the end of Benish Moshes. When he said, we know it's Yisro Kachab Mitzvah Laila, we know also Benish Moshes is Suffolk. You have Suffolk Laila. So the Magen Avraham says you're supposed to calculate it from, you know, from these 12 hours, and he means a little bit to Sitzikhovim, thereby including the Suffolk Laila of Benish Moshes into part of the possible time of the day. Well, or maybe you can't include this the Benish Moshes because maybe it's nighttime. So if it's nighttime, why are you calculating it as part of your day? When you're calculating your day. Or we don't know which one what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to you work with 2 different options all the time. This 3 says either we call the way to say, so that's the standard way of doing it. Well, 72 minutes here, 72 minutes there, and then we do that math, and that makes it look like it's so easy. Why are we using Sayyid Shikha Chabim at the end of the day when we recognize that there is a period of Benish Moshes, which is a Suffolk and Suffolk Lila? That's. On the other hand, how could you calculate just at the beginning of Benish Moshes? Because maybe it's still young. So maybe you're saying it attack, I don't know. You don't know exactly when since Benish Mosh is a suffix, so we never really can figure out exactly when the Zman of Magen Avraham is. There's also, of course, a machlok is between the Goyim and the Rishonim. You know, whether Benish Mosh starts immediately at sunset or Benish Mosh doesn't start till, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it starts X amount of time after sunset, which is known as Benish Mosh, as the Mora says, we pass it as three quarters of a mil. Of course, there are three ways to calculate a mil. But the Mora says Hetzichom is four mil after the sun sets. So the Rabbeinu Tam says there are two shkiyas, the shkiyah when the sun goes down, and there's a second shkiyah which is 3 1/4 mil after the sun goes down. And then there's Benish Moshes for 3/4 mil, and then there's Tetzik Chachamim. So if you assume a mil, for argument's sake, is 18 minutes. So at 58 and a half minutes after sunset is the beginning of Benish Moshes. It lasts for 13 and a half minutes. And 72 minutes is Tetzik Chachamim. That's if you assume 18 minutes. If you assume 22 and a half minutes, you can do the math. If you assume 24 minutes, you can do the math. And if you assume it's based on Shabbos as opposed to Shos Manias, or based on degrees of the horizon. So you have 18 different ways possibly to calculate the Rebbe Tam's Zman. You have the Ga'anim's Zman, which means it starts immediately at sunset. And then you have, we're not even sure what do you calculate from the beginning or the end. That's the Magen Avraham Zman. And the challenge, how to calculate it. So somebody told me they're going to instead of using the Gros Zman for plug, they're going to use the Magen Avraham Zman for plug. I said, have a good time. Figure out exactly what plug is, you know. I pointed out to them, one of these more sophisticated Zmanim websites has 13 Zmanim for plug, 12 according to Magen Avraham, 1 according to the Gra. Now, I'm overstating it because you can't plug all of those different shittas into, you know, some of the shittas are serious as some of the other ones. The 18, 22 and a half, or 24 really depends on. So you can't put all of the shittas together. The 4 mil, the 5 mil, the 24 minutes man is based on 5 mil, so you're not going to put it into the sheet that holds 4 mil, 7, the 4 mil sheet, which is what most poskim seem to go with, the 4 mil sheet. So you don't have to use 24 minutes man. According to that, you can use the 22 and a half or the 18 minute. 18 minutes man, b'chal, is a difficult man to understand. The Beis Yosef hold like that, and most the Beis Yosef, the Ramah, the Magen Avraham seem to all hold like that. It's a very difficult Zman to figure out, to understand the astronomy of the Beis Yosef with the Goyin asked on him. So that all being said, so if you want to dive in according to, now, if you, one last challenging point. So, like, you know, it's very nice, you take this chart, you put Chatzos exactly in the middle of the day, you have sunrise, then you have the Magen Avraham Zman beforehand, the Magen Avraham Zman, you know, the Zman after Shkia being the same amount. So then Chatzos is in the middle of the day, because that's 6 hours. But as we're saying, that this is not necessarily true. Alois, everybody agrees, no matter how you attack, whatever you understand that the Dinam says is, Alois is 4 mil before sunrise, or 5 mil before sunrise. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Vilna Goyin, and most of the Goyim understand that Benish Moshe starts immediately at sunset and continues for 3/4 mil. So Seisach Chachamim is about 15 minutes after Shkia, Alois is 72, let's say we'll make the numbers, Shabbos, 72 minutes before sunrise. So if you divide your day according to that, Chatzos is not halfway through the sky. So how do you calculate the Magen Rambam's man? So some suggest that you're going to actually calculate the first half of the day and the second half of the day separately, because Chatzos has to be in the middle of the day. You know, you're not going to make the middle of the day when to 20 minutes before the sun gets to the middle of the sky. That's not logical. So Marsha and Shuba says that it's possible that the two halves of the day are not exactly the same. He has a way to calculate Chatzos. He clearly says that Chatzos is based on an astronomical midpoint of the sun. That's how you calculate Chatzos. So do you calculate your hours? So, I mean, since the Mor clearly says Chatzos is after 6 hours, so that leaves you confused a little bit, because if you're calculating the first 6 hours different than the last 6 hours, so those are some of the challenges of figuring out the Magen Avraham Zman. Okay. Shur V'a Yom, which is one quarter of the day. It's always a quarter of the day, no matter how long the day is. So the way we do it is we calculate the day, that we divide the day into 12 equal parts. And three of those, or one quarter of the day, is going to be Zman Kriyishma. Okay, Yeshizor, Bamei Lecharev, Lemarlik, or Kriyishma, Neisha Yom, Kotzer, Maria Yom, Kotzer. So the Taz says that if you have to be very careful in the winter, make sure that you read Kriya Shema early enough to read it right away. So to Mishabura, the truth is the truth is that the problem is much is even more in the summer than in the winter. General people get up around the same time, winter and summer. But in the summer, that's already might be too late. The longer the day gets, earlier Kriyishma is going to be. The Tzarech Lagarma Kula Bisman, you have to finish off all of Kriyishma before this man. And so I pointed out that the Prima Gadam says that includes the third paragraph also. I'm sorry, the pre-Chodesh, not the pre-Megadim. Markham Kriyashma Bishil Tzitzitz or Tfilin Toyim. Let's say a person doesn't have Tzitzitz or Tfilin yet, so he's waiting, and therefore he ends up saying Kriyashma later. That's incorrect. Ela Yikra Kriyashma Bibrochisab Bismana Bilir Tzitzitz or Tfilin. You should put it on Kriyashma in the proper time without Tzitzitz or Tfilin if you don't have them. And when you get them later on the day, you'll put the tefillin on, you'll say some element of Torah in the tefillin. It'll be Kriyat Shema, be a different parasha, it could be Tillim. And then that's it. You know, but you shouldn't miss your Zman Kriyat Shema the Raisa, so, because of waiting for tefillin. Even if you're not sure, even if it's questionable, but you haven't missed to say the Raisa, so, you shouldn't wait. Then Amakim says that, but that you know the keilu is made. It's a keilu, but Mikra then Kriyishma and Tefillin are not totally zebuzet. Now, Avolav Hachi, if you're not concerned about missing the zman, yeah, then you should wait. The Chol Kur Kriyishma, but Tefillin keilu made in a sheker batsim. The more it says, it's if you're saying to do the mitzvah, then you're not doing it. People want to daven till b'tzibur, and that's the only thing that's available is later, so they end up missing Zman Kriyishma. So you should read Kriyishma by itself earlier on, and be out early. Yeah. the Mishabur, just going back, the Mishabur didn't really give a final hachra, which opinion if he goes, like the Gra or the Magen Avraham. Mishabur did not give any psak on that. So in the Moshe Dirsha that they mitzayin two things. Mitzayin that the Mishabur later on, Heroshabas seems to say the Iker Psak is like the Magen Avraham, and there's a Igris Moshe. It says that b'chol ha'makomos in Mishabur it's muchach shadaita noitik ha'hagra. And he says Minig Rav ha'makomos is like the in Europe was like the Gra. Now the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds like the Gra also. So the combination of the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Gra should be a strong. And he holds the Mishnah Berurah held that the Ikur P'sak Mishnah Berurah as well. So, I think many people are samech on the Gra. It's a little bit later, Saman. Okay. We don't want to make davening too early because the elderly people take them a long time to get to shul. They'll end up davening biyachidus. If we're going to make the whole city daven later after this man kriya shma, because of them, that's not right. We don't tell a person to lose their mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema on the right time because somebody else should gain the opportunity of tefillah. When they come at the worm, this one Kriya Shema can be a problem in Shabbos and Yom Tov. You should have done with the minyan early. So even though it is preferred to say Kriya Shema in the context of Birchus Kriya Shema, that would be the proper way to do it. But at least if that's not available to say it at the right time, you should say it beforehand. Okay, then he says that the people who were at the Daven was seeking, they would try and get it perfect to say Shema before sunrise, to say Shema Nesir by sunrise. Shema Chav Nekikers, Mitzvah Tefillah L'Chachila Hu Me'ez HaSkolos HaNeitz. The Chachila's man of Tefillah is when the sun starts to rise. You can see Yerucha Im Shemesh. You should meet a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the sun. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Kriya Shema really can be said much earlier, but if you say it all the way then, the beginning of the Zman of Mishayakar, Hoyaharbe Bein Zeh Hashir Bein Hanei, it would be a long gap between the two. Hoyala Mishayakar Akar Kriya Shema, they would have to sit there and wait. So it happened, they wouldn't be mass with Gula Tvila. They would say Tvila too early, or they would have this long gap in between. Even though, let's say it's reason, even you can say Krishma earlier, but it would be better to say a little bit later, closer to sunrise. That's how the sun starts to come up over in the Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned to you that there's that itself is a question. If theoretically the sun would be visible, but there just happens to be a hill blocking it, right? So, like you mentioned in Yerushalayim, so the east of Yerushalayim is Harazesim. The Harazesim is going to put part of Yerushalayim that they can't see the sunrise. There's also Hari Moav in the distance, which theoretically when they wouldn't be there, they would see sunrise earlier. But the Maisa, you don't see it till later. So the Pesach, most of the Poskim is that Hari Moav, which is part of the horizon, is calculated that is the Zman for sunrise. In regards to Har Zeisim, which theoretically it would not be there, you would be able to see the sunrise. So that's right next to there, and theoretically it's not part of the horizon, it's just right there. So many places can hold the sunrise actually is before, is not when it rises over Har Zeisim, but when it should have been visible had the Har Zeisim not been there. That's a big machlokes. Okay, a person who's able to do that, say Kriya Shema beforehand and Shrenesi right by sunrise, is Chara Har Meruba Har Moed Ches Mutak Loshu Ben Haba. Will use a Koloi Sayyam. He has protection in this world and the scar in the other Haba. The Ramah said that time. Of Netzachama is like a shaw before the whole sun comes up. So that's a very difficult time to figure out. Shir shaw test. Miesh Gersim Iser shaw, 1/10 of an hour, which is 6 minutes. So for the time, 6 minutes before the full ball of the sun comes up would be considered Nates, according to that calculation. Ryan Vera Grosh, a custom Shazarklam Shlish Iser shaw. So it's a third of a tenth of an hour, a tenth of an hour is 6 minutes, a third of that is 2 minutes. Okay. A few points in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says a person who davens b'sikin regularly, Mishabur Bir Halacha Mitzvah Namovcher, Vida. The Hazirim Likras Basikin Mutal Likras Lispala Bihidya Imain Lahem Minyan. Person normally davens Basikin, if punct this day he's in a situation where he doesn't have a minion for Basikin, he's allowed to daven by daven Basik without a minion. So Mishabur is only Masha that right to daven Bihidis for the Basikin purposes only if you daven Basikin regularly. But the Maisa, Rabbi Yashav holds not like that. Rabbi Yashav holds that the Diyuk of Mishabur is Lav Davka. Zahirim sounds like they do it regularly, means, but if the one who is Zoyer right now to Davin Vasikin would be able to do it, so a person, whatever he doesn't have a minion, there would be an eights at least of Davin Vasikin, he'll have the Milo Vasikin. Again, calculating Vasikin is not so simple, but. Okay. If the person did not read it before sunrise, then the person should read Kriya Shema as early as possible. He shouldn't wait till the end of the Zman, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out. So again, the Lashon sounds like this idea that the Ikar Zman is before sunrise. If you didn't say before sunrise, then you should try and say as early as possible. As Mishabur Yod Lahaktim, the Zriz of Maktim, the Mitzvahs, try to do as early as possible because the Indian of Zriz is to try and get the Zman as early as possible. Now, Mikol Malkam in Tzarek, Lidi Spal of Wurzab Yechidi, or Likris below Tefillin. We're not going to tell you, just to get the mile of Zriz, we're not going to tell you to miss the Dam without waiting for the Minyan. Not to wait for Tefillin. By Mesov Simim and Bob Mishabur, in case you see that the Tzibur is being Ma'acher, you should at least read Kriya Shema beforehand, and you say the Lelem Hiodim, and say all the Parshias. Bimheiro, you should read it as early as possible. Because to Chachos Megulah, the Ashkenaz Ma'acher Moed Kriya Shema. This is a clear indication of Musar that they're doing something improper, that they daven late. The whole world was be just created just for that, that's worth it. They would get together, even if a person is having a tea or coffee before davening, which let's say that's mutter. Mishabura holds it's mutter, but not with sugar or milk. But you shouldn't do it as a group, because then everybody has other issues. So, yeah. Okay. Sif Gimel, Mishu Umishu Onus, going Shahya Mashkim Lotzes the Derek Bemakim Kudude Chayabal this time. He's going to be travel. He's getting up early to the travel, and the place he'll be traveling will be a place where there are bandits and wild animals. So Yuchol Lamoid, a person cannot will not be able to stop then. Well, the Chavon Afila Parsha Rishana, a person will be able to necessarily focus, even on just the first paragraph of Shema. Or at least even to the first two after the pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem in the first two psukim. So he can't say Kriya Shema properly later on, and he has to leave now. Oh, Shemini Ashiora Caravana Balaz Hochim Herbal Yatino Loy Cloud. The caravan is going, and they're not going to wait for him. So then, so from Alois HaShachar onwards, you can say Kriya Shema with the Birchas Kriya Shema. Shekimen Shalom Mura Shachar, Shabar Kriyan and Be'ub Kamechel. There are people getting up then. Therefore, it's considered Ub Kamechel, the time of people arising. Megam Shabar Mikri Yotzer, or it's also the time of light. Mishabur is going to bring a Machlokes about that. Avimim Enu B'makim G'dudei Chai B'listim. If it's not a place where it's dangerous, Megam Ein Bnei Ashiora and the Kposim Kol Kachal, people who's traveling with are not in such a rush. I feel Yetzel Derech Acher Shalom Urashachar and Akar Achigia Zmana. So then it's better not to say it from Moshe Shachar, but wait till the proper time later on, and therefore say it as you're traveling. So we don't have this problem so commonly. Person sometimes going. He's not going to be comfortable davening on the plane, and he wants to daven earlier, etc. But it's more in the game of a person going to work. that's our version of it. Yud Beis Onus. Udin Mishiyesh to Kamuris Meis Meir of Mila Ayamaraba the Mafshi Barachim. There's something which is going to take up a good bulk of the day, like Yamaraba the Mafshi Barachim. So on the Shana Rabba they would mamash daven a long time. In Satmar, we don't have this problem so much. In Satmar, Hashanah Rabbah, they finish davening usually about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Rabbah would finish. Hashanahs would take a tremendous amount of time, you know, because of different kavanas. So they would finish Hashanah Rabbah. They'd finish davening at 5 in the afternoon. They'd run home, eat a quick suda, jump in the mikkah, come back for mincha and Yom Tov. So, I've even in Tells where there Hashanah Rabbah was a big to do. Davening was 5 hours, so it's not gonna. There's still time in the day to get say Kriya Shema a little later. Over here, we take a little bit over 3 hours. People say it's so slow. So a person is getting up to travel. Mashkim Pirish Ainler Panay Lhamdin Lizaka Batzman Mishira. He can't wait till the Zman Mishira. Can Shasarak Lotzeis Laderek? He has to travel. Wooden Shar Yon Ichkietvish Ainler Panay Ichkietvish Batur. Or any type of situation, we can't wait till later to do it. So that was where Russia wrote that Shuba about when they. The oil embargo, and they kept it at Tzeves time the whole throughout the winter. So people were saying Shema early. So Rashi said that goes into the same heter. So and he's not going to be able to do mechaven then later on. Even the first parsha klal, if you're still aggressive, Bam Saderich. If he would want to say it then, he won't be able to mechaven. Marv is man of the chosse ima shiro or b'chol chiyotzu zayim osher atzeves man kriyashma. they're going to be traveling way past the time of the Sefer Zman. So you're going to have to say it while you're traveling. You'll be able to stop to be mechaven at all. So you can say it early. So you can say it from a Mura Shachar with the brachas. Tes Vov, Yachol. You'll daven shacharis at that point in time also. So you read it. Read it till you put on tefillin. But will you work a lamb? Come, Mashagia's man, the Mashir's Kabara, Bridical Kabara, Muskiak Yerano. This man for tefillin is Mashiachar, Rikhanaba Simon Lamed. So you can put on tefillin then, but you don't make a bracha until later on. Okay. And you can say Yotzer Or at that point in time. That's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. So the Mishnah Berurah, that not everybody agrees with that. Magen Rama Prima Gadim posted the Ein Lomer Yotzer Or Kol Kach Bahashkama Achiyakar Bein Tchelet Salavan. So since you're not being able to, you're not being the henna from the Or yet, so you shouldn't say Yotzer Or until it's enough to be able to see clearly with Mishiyakar. Who was man the Ashiyira Chaver Berichu Tal Ramos Kenis Kodeil? Mishiyakar Metzchel Zalovin, and Yakar Chaver the same as man. Like we said before, Megami Berigrom Metzadik Kamogan Rom. Lachli Tzarach Hakila Hamtin Yuchol Machos Mitzvah Tefillin Uchanal. So he doesn't want you saying Kriyashma. So excuse me, Birchas Kriyashma of Yetzer Or before that Zman. Now the other Birchas Kriyashma you could say. So theoretically. The Seder of Birchas Kriyat Shema is not Ma'akev B'Yevin, so you might be able to start with Abba Rabba and then say, you need a few extra minutes. So start with Abba Rabba and then say Bracha Birchas Kriyat Shema and then say Shema. Right? Sounds interesting.
What was the order? You didn't say Berchus Torah,
so you saying? No, it's too early. Mishiyakar was a few minutes later, so you get the Borcher ready, and it is still not Mishiyakar, so you can't say Yotze Or, or the Mogan Rom and the Prima Gadam and the Groh. You can't say the Bracha of Yotze Or at that point in time. But the order of Berchus Kriyashma is not Ma'akev. Mm-hmm. So you'll say the Bracha of Abba Rabba first, and then the Bracha of Yotze Or, and then say Shema.
Avaraba being
smith lechavirta
would that be a problem, or
Avaraba is smith lechavirta? It's said afterwards.
So that would the fact that normally some lechavirta would work in this case if you said that a word.
The reason why you need smith lechavirta is to be able to get the baruch atah Hashem lekenu melech olam.
Right.
You need the shema malchus. You'll have it, just not in order.
That would be considered.
It's called Samach Chavrata, yeah. Even though it's not an order, it's backwards.
It's backwards. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The truth is, any Zman they have in these charts of Mishiyakir is all some level of not precise, because we don't have a precise Zman in it anyway. So to do something like that because of Mishiyakir and the Zman, which can be You can be make 2 minutes. Good chance it is called Mashiach according to some Shita. Instead of flipping it around, if you want to go Vali Mashiach, they said that Rabbi Yaakov tried to test it and he came up with his mind of about 35-40 minutes before sunrise. I guess he meant in like the springtime. So if you want to go with it, that's one maybe. Trying to calculate other Zman. Many of them, we don't have a precise way to calculate it, so it's not good to flip it around because of that. But theoretically, if that would be necessary, that's what you could do. Okay. Sif Dalit. In Kara Mishamula Ala Murashakar, Abish Lahoya Onus is Yotze B'Yavid. Even without these the excuse of the Onus, the Maitre is called Upkumecha, so you Yotze. Vim Froa, below Brochus, Yaxel, the Christ of Bismani, Brochus, and the Commandment Simmons. I'm going to repeat at that point in time. You didn't say Brochus Kriyashma, you'll say it again later on. And so the Mishabur Yudkes, Amura Shachar. Now, the Mishabur gets involved in So we've been talking about the Zman of Mishayakir, and then there's, we had a discussion what Nates is. Does Nate mean the beginning of the sun coming up, the end of the sun coming up, based on the mountains, visible, not visible? That's one issue. We have a shear of Mishayakir, which is not very clear exactly what that Zman is. Mishavur ties it together with Mishayakir, but Tchelet Olavim, but that's a little bit easier to calculate. And that itself is not everybody agrees to that either. There's also a time called Alois HaShachar, and also over here, afraid over here, Amur HaShachar. So what is the relationship between Alois HaShachar and Amur HaShachar? Are they the same time or not? So the answer is it's Mechlokes. Yishar the Amur HaShachar Humat Kanim Sheher Panei Mizrach. So there's this man, a shir in the Gemara called Her Panei Mizrach. So when the sky starts, if you'd have a situation where you'd have nothing blocking the horizon, no buildings, etc., and you'd have a clear day, and you'd be able to really see, you know, to the horizon, the way the process of the sunrise will work is, at first, if I'm looking east, you're going to see light basically by the horizon in a contained area, Mamash is facing where the sun is, then it's going to spread out to the more towards the sides. So that's Heir Panei Mizrach. That the whole Panei Mizrach is light. The sky is still dark, but the Panei Mizrach is lit. But before that Zman, there's this Zman of when the middle of it is lighting up. That's right, that's more exactly where the sunrise would be. So some say, what a shocker. Is a little before Panei Mizrach. And Amud HaShachar is that time when you have, like, it's almost, you look at it as if there'd be like a pillar of light. Because it's not spread out over the whole area, just the middle is lit. So that's like a pillar of light. It's called Amud HaShachar. And it's a little before the Her Panei Mizrach. The Amud HaShachar Nikra Misha Her Panei Mizrach. Some say that the two are actually the same time. And he sent it to the Bir Loch. This is the Mechlokes between the Magen Rabbah and the Gra. The Magen Rabbah says that Amud HaShachar is before Her Panei Mizrach, and the Gra says that. That the Zman of Amud HaShachar and the Zman of Her Panei Mizrach are the same. Now, that's not exactly what he says. Some should represent it. There's actually two ways to learn up that this Mechlokes is going to grow on the Magen Rabbah. One is that they're arguing actually what the halachic time of Alois HaShachar is, whether it's the Amud or it's Her Panei Mizrach. Certainly, they're arguing over there and have the tefillah. When is the proper time for tefillah? But they agree that Alois HaShachar is earlier. So, in regards to calculations of your day and your night, they're not arguing in how to calculate what Alois is. They're arguing calculate when you can. They're just arguing when you can say tefillah from. Mishavur seems to say they're arguing exactly when Alois is. So Yatza, why are you at Sibidi Yavid? The mixes of Hashem coming by Sisman, Kinabe of Kumecha. Some people get up, that difference called the time of getting up. But Yavid, he may do all the entire. So the Chachil of the Chum did not want you to use that Zman, it's too early. Most people are not getting up then. And it's also afraid you might end up saying it before that Zman because it's so close to nighttime. The Chum said, don't do this. But Yavid, if you did it, you're Yotze. However, Medafka, Be'akre, Be'alma, this that you're Yotze, Yavid, Drabbanon, it's only if you do it once in a while. That, which is what does that mean? The Hanu Pamachas Bechodesh. Who do you have to be the Yavid? So if a person has no onus and he's doing this just because Tom, so what, if he does it more than once a month, he's not going to be Yotze. So it means the Chacham have a power. Ablin Rog, who Rog Alasus Kain, if a person will do this regularly, Abra Chacham and Shafila be the Yavid lo Yotze, but Tarak Lachsha the Krosh. You're not Yotze Kriyashma. So the Chacham have a power to push it. Remove your Kiyam of the Mitzvah. Which is a fascinating power. Mishasat kaku, I feel a rogel tuba shari that might happen to them have it. But again, this is all talking about a case where you have no oneness, so you're reading it too early. That's not excusable to do it regularly. But if a person has an oneness, he has an oneness. Most people nowadays would not be saying that early unless they had an earnest. Okay, let's see, where are we holding? 8:46. Another sifra too. Officially Tuesday night we go to 9 on Tuesday nights. Okay, hey, imen es ulakar kriya shema shal arbis ashal alamura shachar. Now, till now we're talking about kriya shema shal shachar. What about the night before? So, after alois, it's daytime, so you can't say kriya shema anymore. On the other hand, if you're telling me that the time for kriya shema shal laila is when people are lying, and most people are not getting up until later on, Mishayakir, that also means that there's some people still sleeping then, so it's still called Zman Shkiva. So theoretically, you can get Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. So if a person did not say Kriya Shema B'Oinis after Tilamun HaShachar, Kimon Shadayim Lehenitzachama Kura Kriya Shema B'Yotzibo Yedei Chorbis Kriya Shema of Arvis. Till sunrise, there's still people sleeping. Now you also need to go out and travel, so you want to say Kriya Shema early. Lo yikra oz Kriya Shema pav shenis lotzis bo yilei chobis Kriya Shema shal yoyim. You cannot be yitzir Kriya Shema shal yoyim in the same time period. Shemeachos also lo yisra shal laila yevshal lachzor b'lesor shal yoyim. You can't use it for your Kriya Shema shal arvis that period of time, and then use it for Kriya Shema shal shachris. Could be that's a derabbanan. Zog the mishabura. Chav hakama, because not sure Mishena versus man. Some people sleeping till sunrise. Chen v'shasat chak greenen bay gam ken uv shach pecha. Just the time people are lying. Avalavachi afilu b'diavel yotze b'diavel, you're not going to be yotze. And this din pashtus is also din rabbanon. Chamur mafkia your kiyum kriyshma. If a person without an oinus will say Kriya Shema after Alos HaShachar, Chacham said, I'm sorry, you're not Yotze. So they're Mavkiya, you're Kiya Mitzvah. That's part of the power of the Chachamim. But during that time, you cannot read Kriya Shema Shal Shacharis, Lo Yikro, Yesh Kol Kamaza, Ayin Be'el Yirava Be'er. Some say, no, why not? I mean, it's Zman Shkiva, it's also Zman Kimo. I'm not discussing day and night. So, I made it nighttime. I didn't make it nighttime. I said it was a time to read Kriya Shema of the nighttime, because Kriya Shema of nighttime is totally in when people are sleeping. And people are still sleeping. People are also getting up. So I can read Kriya Shema Shal Shacharis. So you shouldn't read a second time at that point in time. Even though after, well, I'll do once from Alois before Misha Yaker, once Misha Yaker till Nates, then you can't do that either. So you can't turn around and make it both night and then day, also so Yom. So even though the person is traveling, so you'll wait till later on, and hopefully you'll have a chance to read it in the proper time. Again, the Gra argues and says, at least in this situation where a person has a derechik to read it again, he can do that. Okay, Vov. Avish is one of himshach ad soiv hashosh dishes. The Zman Kriya Shema only extends for 3 hours in the day. Im Avru Vashosh, he says, V'lo Yikar Ro'a. He didn't read it by the Zman. So, what happens now? Sekara Zabu Birchus Se'ad, Kol Shor Revi'ez, Shur Shlish Ayam. You have 1 more hour for Zman Birchus Kriya Shema, so you can read it without not being at the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, but you'll read the Parshiyas for the Kabbalah Zom HaShemayim, another hour of the day, with Birchus Kriya Shema. You don't get the reward of reading Krishna Bismana. Remember, Sharavias, you look raw, Karabaloi Brichosel Kaloyan. If you did not read it before that, so you can't say Brichos anymore. One third of the day, you can't say Brichos Krishna anymore, but you could say Krishna, you should say Krishna for Parshasitzes, for Kabbalah Somach Hashemayim, but not for the mitzvah of reading Krishna. Okay. Chavtal kra'a. I feel a bit bepshia. Even if the reason why you didn't read it before this mom was bepshia, you still can read it in the fourth hour. Near pasha the masha kasa b'lo kra'a lav dafka. Do I feel a kra'a sub kula b'kadam b'zmano b'bechosel? You can read it again with the brachas till the fourth hour. El rusa nakti deloid neima kimi lo kra'a klal aratzo. You didn't read until now. It says we get like, oh, it's going to get a kanas and you lose bechos kriyas shema also. Guru yos, it's worse. You don't say that. Because we had to be serious. Sesemim vavai and shem. Chos mishkanos Yaakov seminaim zayim refakiv bezeh hechad mitchila kroz kula ayin shem. He has a savik. If you read kriyashma before the zman of 3 hours, and you want to say birchas kriyashma later on after the 3 hours, he says maybe you can't do that. But we don't hold like that. Sharavias the brachos enem shaychem the kriyashma. The brachos themselves are not connected dafka to kriyashma. Shavishan niskanu kadam kriyashma mikamokam la birchas kriyashma hi. This is the Rashba. Says it's not your regular birchas mitzvahs of kriyashma, which would then say once you don't have the mitzvah of kriyashma, you can't say it anymore. Sharei enam avorach hashem kisam b'sam b'tivano likros shema. Reim kamei tefila l'fichah dinam kamei tefila sashachas shu rak ad shlishi yom. So tefila, zman tefila is till one third of the day. So this is part of tefila. Avish ravias if the fourth hour passed tefila nenas filochim kan beilukum hipsed abroches miberach avi brachol batol abayin birulochu. So if 4 hours of the day have passed, well, even though you have a good reason, you don't say the brachas anymore. It's not the artist, but you can't say brachas anymore. That's a brachla batala. It's a pretty strong lashon. And he sends you to look at the birulocha. You look at the bracha karbala birchaseh. Ein shabru. Then he tells you that v'ashadas prechadosh kadas aramish lo nosan's karbala brachas. The Brahma holds that Birchas Kriyashma can be said the whole day. The Pichadish Paschal is like that. Kriposka Rabbi Bukharnam, Kamat Kulam, Kadasa Rosh, Ritzurva Shachan Earth, that you cannot, you have only until the end of the fourth hour. So, now. Vayim Chubas Mishkas Yaakov, Shaddai to Nutsu Lachriya Biriyavad Ad Chatzois, Kumagavi Tfila. So, same way, if it's only in Tfila, so tefillah, you don't get the mitzvah of tefillah b'zmano after the fourth hour, but you still can say tefillah shachar until chatzos. So you can say birchus kriyashma until chatzos. The kabbalah says peites im over zman tefillah misha came ispel al chatzos. Ve'efshar sheish yisman chalzel le'inyan im hayor lo oynis shal yochel likros habrachas at arba shos. So the Mishnah verse is maybe in a situation where you had an oynis, you could rely on this opinion. So possibly until Chatzos, you could read Birchas Kriyashma in the case of if you had an oynis. So the Mishnah verse lesson over here is if a person says it at that point in time, it's Bracha Levatala, which is the lesson of the Rosh. And then he says in the Berlocha that maybe you have more time. Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskins like this shita that you have more time. You have till chatzos, so you also have the Shulchan Aruch Rav to rely on. So I got this phone call once Erev Shabbos from one of my Litvish nephews. He's going to Chassidish, Heimish father-in-law for Shabbos, and he just found out what time Shacharis is, and they're not going to make Birchas Kriyashma before the Zman. So what should he do? Should he daven Yechidus beforehand? And this is like the first time he's going to Shvar for Shabbos. Or should he, what's he supposed to do? Mishavar holds his bracha batola. I said, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is Mekel. And this person we're going, Shalom Bais is a Chashav Inyan also. We'll talk about next time what to do. You talk to Yeshua, maybe you'll daven somewhere else. But at least the first time, you'll do that. Okay, let's finish the one Mishavar Chav Zayin. So once you miss that time, you read it. B'loi B'rchus Seh Kol Adyam. I know Shakasha Yachali Kroisa. He says you're able to. Now, what do you mean? It means should you? Are you mechuyev to? Are you allowed to? What does it mean? Kavana who should toif shikrena keshikabalalabamuchoshamayim. It would be a good idea. Alayna mechuyev. But you're not mechuyev. So she'en mekayim is a mitzvah to say the kriyas shema. K'mo shehizkim o'kol achrenim. She'en nimshach zman kriyas shema min hatorah rak ad shalosh v'chanal. Now, with that, the Kamalkim, Perchish Parshasitzes, the Sharp Sukim, Shem Askir, Mashis Mitzrayim, Bechuya Minatara Kalayim, the Hominatara, Lodikusman, Zikirosa, there's no specific time to say, Scarcity of Mitzrayim, but there's a Tekan of the Rabbonah to say it together with Kriyashma. But in case you didn't say Kriyashma, at the proper time, you're not going to use that as a reason not to be mekayim the mitzvah of a scarcity of Mitzrayim. Then, Kavosha Kosev, Shagas Ayasim and Yoda, Ara Erev, Huzman, the scarcity of Mitzrayim, Ayin Sham. Till nighttime, you have the mitzvah, the raisa of scarcity of Mitzrayim. Do you mind letting us finish up the simon? Zayin, look, Rabbi Yoram, Yeshla Tashluman, Ba'arvis. If you didn't do it by day, some say you can do the same. There's tashlumen for Shmonesrei, there's tashlumen for Kriyashma. You'll say Kriyashma twice at nighttime. Mekanim lekoro Kriyashma ba'arbis yesh tashlumen b'yoyim v'yesh cholkim. Now, what does it mean yesh tashlumen? Zok to Mishra Baruch of Ches yesh tashlumen. Ain't come on a shiyotzim as they get a Kriyashma. Mach shakar over his mana bein al kikar b'l'tara. It's just reading psukim. What does it mean? Rakshat Chachilu Tzarech Lashlima Kamei Tefilo. It Chazal expected you to read it twice as a payment, even though you were not yet in the mitzvah. Okay, I mean, Boyle Lakdume Chayvus Shaita Bereisha, and therefore obviously you say the first Kriyashma for the mitzvah, and then you say the second one again. Take a Bachamar, you call Kriyashma Beshril Zesh Pam Shachiser, Imshag Chiser Kamei Shnisbar Lakamam and Simon Kuvches. It's the same dinner of Tashlum and Shmonas in that sense. That there's no union of saying Kriyashma later on. In the Akkad Kappa, there's no Chiyah B'chlal of Tashlum in that situation. Okay.